gyro kaleidoscope, Ring of Fire, 14th of October, 2023, Yom Kippur War II. Just a recap. Ezekiel 38 and 39 parallel Zechariah 11 through the end of the chapter. I believe it's 14, the end of the book, rather. In the unfolding of events over this war, the Gog-Magog War, and the redemption of Zion, Jerusalem, Zion. We're going to take it to the second part, which is the Jubilee, what's going to happen in 50 years, which the redemption rites of Leviticus 8 through 23. Verse 23 says, the land belongs to the Lord. You are only temporary stewards of the land. All right. And is Isaiah, the destruction of Damascus, going to come into this play? Well, we will see. This is part of the intersecting of the cyclical wars and the turning of all the little bits and pieces of the puzzle for the pattern to be completely revealed of prophecy for the sword of iron war that this is now. Let's look, I'm going to look at the key time, which is who the players are, the main players. We know there's a coalition being organized by these players, that many nations are behind it, and that others are being drawn in by hooks. The Hamas means terrorist. This is a Hebrew ancient word for terrorist. You can look it up. It means confusion. There are two versions of it. There's the version of, as it's used in the Hebrew, which is terrorism. There's the the Islamic version, which means it has, and I don't even want to reiterate what it is, because you can't, it means, you know, is more the glorified idea of dominance. But you cannot say that left is right and right is left, good is evil and evil is good, except in this day when there's nothing new under the sun. So we're going to look to some history. The scripture for Hamas and the Palestinians, or the sons of Esau, whom God says he hates, and Jacob he loves. No, he is not an equal. The Lord is not an equal opportunity employer. He definitely has a criteria of those who serve him and those who do not. Genesis 16, this is a prophecy over Ishmael, to Hagar, by the angel of Adonai. You are to call him Ishmael. God pays attention, because Adonai has paid attention to your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man, with his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, living his life at odds with all his kingdom. And so she named Adonai, who had spoken with her, El Roah, God of seeing, because she said, have I really seen the one who sees me and stayed alive? This is why the well has been called Beer Chai Roy, which is the one who lives and sees. It lies between Kadesh and Beret. So this covenant was established with Abraham, a great nation, and that all the nations of the world would be blessed by God's redemptive plan for humanity, which came through the Jewish people, through the Messiah, through the King David, and through his his descendant. So praise his great and holy name. Now, those who practice Hamas or violence against the children of Israel will bring the fierce wrath of God upon themselves. So let's look at Genesis 6:11. By the way, this is the Complete Jewish Study Bible, but I also have the Hebrew English over here, which is a tad bit different. It's taken off of the New American Standard Bible. Okay. 5:6:11. Is that 11? Yes. 6:11. The earth was corrupt before the God. The earth was filled with violence. God saw the earth. And yes, it was corrupt, for all living things had been corrupted their ways on the earth. And verse 13. So God said to Noah, the end of all living beings has come before me, for because of them the earth is filled with violence, and I will destroy them along with the earth. I will destroy them. So, this is, as our Lord Yeshua said, that as in the days of Noah, and so here we are. Let's go to, concerning Hamas, let's go to Ezekiel 28. Now, let me just tell you that Hamas, whenever you're in the West Bank or along the Jordan River that separates Jordan from Israel, you'll go by Hamas buildings or buildings where they have authority over that territory, and you will often see swastikas. So Hamas is definitely a Nazi organization. Even the Arabs / Palestinians, which is a misnomer, but you know what I mean, they hate Hamas because they are brutal. And they terrorize and brutalize their own people. Now, Ezekiel 28:1. This speaks of the word of Adonai came to me, human being, tell the prince of Zor, that Adonai Elohim says, because you are so proud and have said, I am a God, I sit on the throne of God surrounded by the sea, yet you are a man, not God, even though you think like God. See? And so it talks about who this king of Zor is and that he is going to be thrown off the mountain because he is usurping the authority of God Almighty and the prophetic word. Let's look at Psalm 27:42, please. Teach me your ways, Adonai. Lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Don't give me up to the whims of my foes, for false witnesses have risen against me, and also those who are breathing violence. So this here it is, the liar, the murderer, and the thief, the father of lies, Satan. In the dark places of the earth, let's look what's happening in the dark places of the earth. Well, let's find out. Psalm 72:10. Kings of Tarshish, this is the wrong scripture. Let's look at Psalm 11:5. This is about the deliverance. Psalm 72 is about the deliverance of the afflicted and the needy. Let's go to Psalm 11:5 says, Adonai, okay, Adonai is in his holy temple, verse 4. Adonai, his throne is in heaven, his eyes see and test humankind. Adonai tests the righteous, but he hates the wicked and the lover of violence. He will rain hot coals down on the wicked. Fire, sulfur, and scorching wind will be what they get to drink. For Adonai is righteous. He loves righteousness, and the upright will see his face. Yesterday, on Shabbat, I had Hosea 8 through 13. And it's about the judgment on Judah and Israel. Ephraim and Israel. And I conjecture that these are the reasons given for this war that is in Israel and the United States is being dragged into. And basically, it is because of the worship of Baal and foreign gods, which God says he hates. He hates us. All right. So, here is the major brunt of what's going to happen to Hamas. Let's go to the book of Obadiah. And this is... Here we go. Obadiah. Sorry.